sailing by. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 4th of June. There are warnings of gales in Thames, Dover, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Malin 980, expected Fair Isle 984 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, south at Cirra, southeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, south or southeast, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th, cyclonic, becoming west, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in 4th, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, south, veering southwest, 5 or 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, southeast, 5 to 7, veering south, 4 or 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, southwest, veering west, 5 to 7, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west, 5 to 7, veering northwest, 4 to 6, showers at first, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northeast, showers at first, good. Fitzroy, westerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Sole, west or northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest, veering west, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fastnet. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, northwest, 6 to gale 8, backing west, 5 or 6, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, northwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, backing west, 5 to 7 later, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 3 to 5, but 4 to 6 in Malin, becoming west 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic 4 to 6, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, rain, good, occasionally poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, southeast 3, 8 miles, 982, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast 2, more than 38 miles, 982, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southeast 3, recent rain, 1.5 miles, 988, falling slowly. Wick, southeast by east 3, mist, 3 miles, falling. Aberdeen, south by west 3, 22 miles, 983, now rising. Lucas, west-southwest 2, slight rain, more than 38 miles, 984, falling slowly. Boomer, south by east 2, 22 miles, 986, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 4, 990, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 7, 2 miles, 1,000. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 7, 2 miles, 1,001. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-southwest 7, 1,000, falling slowly. Jersey, southwest 4, 7 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 6, 1,001. Scilly Automatic, west-southwest 6, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 999, falling more slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by west 4, 7 miles, 994, falling slowly. Aberporth, southwest 6, 19 miles, 993, now rising. Valley, southwest by south 7, recent rain, 3 miles, 989, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 6, 8 miles, 990, falling slowly. Valentia, west by south 6, moderate drizzle, 1.5 miles, 993, steady. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 5, rain, 1700 metres, 987, falling more slowly. Malin Head, southwest 5, slight showers, 1.5 miles, 980, falling more slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south 3, slight rain, 5 miles, 982, falling slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. General situation, low centre over Scotland will move away north or northwest through Thursday. A weak ridge will build for a time on Friday before an Atlantic low approaches the Celtic Sea from the southwest by Saturday. Strong winds, rain and thundery showers will affect the coastal waters during the next couple of days, with gales for a time on Thursday in Dover Strait. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming west 4 or 5 later, rain or showers, thundery later, fog patches at first in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 3 to 5, rearing west or southwest 4 to 6 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South veering west or southwest 4 to 6, thundery showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 4 to 6, thundery showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, thundery showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Dover Strait. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 5 to 7, veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 5 to 7, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest veering west 5 to 7, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 5 to 7, veering west 4 to 6, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 5 to 7, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southwest 5 or 6, gradually veering west, occasional showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southwest 5 or 6, veering west 5 to 7, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southwesterly veering westerly 4 to 6, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming west 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, east or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
These relationships with our siblings are really important.
How are we shaped by our brothers and sisters?
Love them or loathe them, your siblings are your siblings.
Anita and Stephen Mangan speak to psychologists and scientists to scrutinise these lifelong relationships.
So if you've got an older sibling who is a child to whom everything comes easily...
Sorry, for the benefit of the radio, I'm pointing to Stephen.
Siblings Unpicked on BBC Radio 4.
You used to sit on me and wouldn't get off until I told you you were the greatest.
Well, I am the greatest. So I mean, that makes sense to me.
Available now on BBC Sounds.
That's dedicated to my sister Kate, who turned out all right despite having me as an older sibling. Now on Radio 4, we're about to hang up our headphones for a few hours and hand over to our colleagues at the BBC World Service, who are standing by with the newsroom. This is Chris Aldridge. Thank you very much for your company. And do have a peaceful night, won't you? From all of us here, good night.
BBC World Service, it's midnight GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. The US House of Representatives votes to stop President Trump continuing the war on Iran.
The yeas are 215 and the nays are 208. The concurrent resolution is adopted.
Meanwhile, at talks in Washington, Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a conditional ceasefire. We have the latest. Also on the newsroom.
Estados Unidos de América, Donald Trump, como parte
Cuba accuses President Trump of trying to strangle its people as Visa and MasterCard are forced to suspend transactions on the island. The US Secretary of State warns of a real risk of escalation in the Russia-Ukraine war. And...
the achievement for me is to be able to convey the real human emotions without interrupting the viewer with the notion that this is AI or not, or how it's made.
A film generated by artificial intelligence gets people talking at the Tribeca Film Festival. First, our top stories.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. The US House of Representatives has passed a resolution directing President Trump to withdraw US forces from around Iran or win approval from Congress to continue the war. The resolution is largely symbolic, as Tom Simons reports.
Congress has tried several times to pass a resolution requiring Donald Trump to end the war with Iran under a law passed in 1973, which requires the president to get permission to go to war within 60 days. This time, four Republican members have backed a resolution in the House of Representatives. It will now be passed to the Senate, but it's likely to be symbolic. The White House has claimed the 60-day clock stopped when a ceasefire was agreed in April, and the Trump administration said the president needed to have the flexibility to take action to protect the US and its forces.
Shortly before the House resolution, President Trump downplayed recent Iran.